Hey, would you welcome, this is Patty from Norwalk. Absolutely.
God bless you. Oh, that would be great. Could I do that? Sometimes you just need a place to rest your notes. Good morning to you all. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a joy and pleasure it is to be here this morning. My name is Patty Mariano, as your pastor said, and we're so grateful and so thankful for the invitation that we have to come back to St. Paul's. It's been about 2 years since we've been here. COVID kind of threw everything off for a while. But as he said, I am from Norwalk, Connecticut. I was born and raised in Norwalk, Connecticut, and since July of 2020, I have been serving as the education coordinator at the Hoving Home. Yes, I'm back in school again after all these years, but with all these beautiful ladies, it's wonderful helping them to learn and grow a firm, solid foundation in the Word of God and to get to know Jesus truly as their personal Savior. And although it seems like I've only been at the home for a short time, just a little over a year, that's not the case, really. I've been associated with the home for almost 54 years that it's been in existence. My husband, Reverend Dan Mariano, and I served as pastors of Parkway Assembly of God in Norwalk for over 42 years, and he served as on the board of directors almost from the beginning of the vision that John Benton had until his passing in 2014. So consequently, I've spent many days, many hours, many graduations, many banquets, many chapel services over the years. And I also served as a Christian mom to some of the girls there. But just about 1 year ago, God placed me in the position of education coordinator. Prior to that, I had spent about 6 years overseas, based out of Jerusalem, Israel, serving all over the world in many nations, bringing the message of Jewish-Christian relations. But then COVID hit, and my world changed. And as it changed many other lives, I'm sure it changed your lives and had a big impact on you also, but it changed my life because I was brought home off the mission field, wondering, okay, God, what's next? But God always has a plan for us. Even though we can't see it, he's always got a plan for us. And I haven't struggled like these ladies have with life-controlling addictions, yet God gave me a heart of compassion and the wonderful opportunity to be able to serve at the Hoving Home and see his miracles daily in the lives of these precious ladies. It was my COVID miracle, I call it. For those of you who are not familiar with the Hoving Home, the Hoving Home is a Christ-centered residential recovery program where women can find freedom from their addiction and abuse, a place where they can find a new way of life with a solid biblical foundation in Christ. The Hoving Home was established in 1967, 54 years ago, by John and Elsie Benton. They had a vision. And I hope you guys have a vision too. It's always good to have a vision of where you're going. But their vision was to help rescue women with life-controlling addictions. A vision to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And God provided. He provided a beautiful home in Garrison, New York, a 33-acre estate on what we call His Mountain. It's absolutely beautiful there. In 1984, a second home was established in Pasadena, California, but the vision didn't even stop with the second home. The Bentons were asked to establish a home in Las Vegas, Nevada, and God once again provided because the vision was alive. And in 2016, with three thriving homes, the Bentons resigned, and the vice president at the time, Beth Greco, was named president of the home. Beth and her husband, Reverend Tim Greco, are now the CEOs of these homes. And a little sideline to that, Beth is a graduate of the program. And when Beth was in the program, I was attending the graduations and all the different events, so I met Beth over 35 years ago. Her husband, Pastor Tim Greco, served as, well, first of all, he came as a youth to our church in Norwalk, Parkway Assembly of God. He grew up, went into the ministry, served as our youth pastor, and then became our assistant pastor. So again, I've known Tim all those years, even from his childhood. And so now, when Tim and Beth got married, they still served with my husband and I at Parkway. And God has a great sense of humor, because for all those years, my husband and I were their boss. Now they're my boss. So it's great. But it was not long after Beth accepted the position as president that a beautiful campsite in New Jersey became available. And this campsite was owned by David Wilkerson, the Cross and the Switchblade Teen Challenge, a man who had prayed with the Bentons over the first property that we're on in Garrison, New York, 50 years prior. And yes, that beautiful property in Oxford, New Jersey, is our fourth home. In 2019, just about 3 years ago, on our New York campus, God impressed again a vision on our president and CEO, Beth, to open a program for women with children. It's called The Lioness and the Lamb, and it was established, and it was the first pilot venture of having the women be able to come with their children. Our New York campus also is the home to a leadership academy. God established that in January of this year, where ladies who have a desire to go into the ministry and to continue to serve the Lord can come and attend the Leadership Academy and go on with their biblical studies, and also work closely with a church, a local church, to know all the ins and outs of the church. And I'm so blessed to be able to say today that Chelsea, stand up for a minute, please. Chelsea will be joining our leadership program for this semester on Monday, okay? So I'm so blessed. You know, we've been going since January, but Chelsea's going to be joining them this week. We also have another opportunity, which is called Completers. After the girls have gone through the program for 12 months, they have the opportunity to remain with us for another year, but get a job off campus. And so we have a Completers program also, and I'm again proud to say that we have Amber Lee here this morning with us, and she has completed our program a month and a half ago, and she's with our Completers, and she's remaining on campus and working off campus in another program that was established in New York called Unshattered. It was a chance for the ladies to have a job creating beautiful quality purses and keychains and makeup kits and wallets and all different things. An opportunity that began at our home but grew so big that it's now off campus. And Amber Lee is in our Completers program and has chosen to go on and establish herself at Unshattered. And also in our program, we have Denise, who will be entering. She's an apprentice now, or an intern, or working with Unshattered. And she will complete our program and go on to work at Unshattered in the Completers program also. So many things are happening. We're not just one little home with only this going on. There are so many things going on in the New York campus. It's amazing. But today, we're here to share with you in song and in testimony, so that you, too, can witness the miracles that are taking place. Our ladies have a program. I don't know whether they were passed out, but there are some in the back there. And if you haven't received one, make sure you get one. The program has information about the home, and it has a flap on the inside. If you fill out the information on the flap, you can get our newsletter, receive our newsletter. You'll also be given John Benton's book with the vision of one lady at a time, how they would go into the streets of New York and bring the ladies back to the home. We also want you to have that. And when you receive the newsletters, you'll receive up-to-date testimonies about what's happening with each one of the ladies. And if you desire to become more involved with the home, we'd love to have you become more involved. So we're opening a little bit more now since COVID is going down a little bit. So we do have volunteers coming to teach Bible studies, etc. And even if you just want to come for a visit, come for a visit. But the best thing you can do for us is remember the faces and pray for us. Pray for us. We thank you for all that you do and that you would continue to do for the Hoving Home in the future. You're helping to change lives, and that's what's so important. And now I'd like to have our ladies come up. They will come up one by one, introduce themselves to you so you can put names with faces, and we pray that you'll be blessed by their ministry this morning. Amen. Thank you again.
Hi, good morning. Again, my name is Bethany. I was born on Long Island December 1st, 1982, and I'm the third out of four siblings. I grew up in a Christian home. My father, he was a minister. It was a big ministry. We had church every day of the week, revival. There was just a lot of tent revivals and sold out coliseums, a lot of traveling. And on the outside, we were just this perfect family, but behind closed doors, he was very abusive. He was all law, and then on the other hand, my mother, she was just exhibited an amazing example of God's unconditional love, and she was all grace. So it was very confusing for, a child. So I learned at a young age just not to talk. If I was very quiet, I didn't get beat. When I turned 13 years old, my father, he turned his back on the ministry, and he left our family. He went into drugs, alcohol, and gambling. When I was 13, I was kicked out of three separate schools. And when I was 14, they had to put me on probation. It was PINS because I was underage. My mother did everything she could do to help me, but I refused her help. So with that, I left home. I was getting high, drinking every day. And when I turned 17 years old, I had gotten pregnant. My family did encourage me to keep the baby, and I'm grateful for that. I had a beautiful baby girl, Nautica, and she inspired me to be a better person. I didn't go back to school, but I went right into work, and I was working and restoring my relationship with my family. When I was 19 years old, my oldest brother, Christian, he died in a car accident. And then within 2 years, my mother died of unknown causes and what I believe to be a broken heart. When my mother passed away, I was traumatized. I stopped crying. And I just sucked it up to numb the pain. I was working harder and taking care of my family and my boyfriend. And I would reward myself with a job well done, if I paid the bills. I was out of fear. I really didn't surrender to the Lord. I was going to church. I had one foot in the church and another foot in the world. And I refused to surrender to God. He did put a lot of warning signs in my path. But out of fear, I really just was afraid to let go of control. So I took care of my home, took care of the family. And when I turned 28 years old, I had another baby. A baby boy named Thomas, and he was just another reason for me to, hold everything down and another excuse for me not to surrender to Jesus. With that, a couple of years ago in 2016, everything just I lost control of everything. I lost my home, my kids, and my car. My children had to go and live with their fathers, and I left my boyfriend. When I had nobody to take care of, I really had to take a look at myself, and I realized I had a problem. I was still very stubborn to let go and get help, and I thought, if I do this, if I do that, I can make money, get my kids back, everything will be fine. And I kept working, but it was all illegal activity, a lot of different illegal things. Every day I called it work, and I would go out and make money. To do the things I was doing, I had to get more high. I fell into heroin, crack cocaine, and in 2019, I had 8 warrants and sat in jail. That wasn't my rock bottom. In 2019, I overdosed on 3 separate occasions, and I would just wake up, call my driver, and go back out to work. On one of those occasions, my son came to a party, and I was he found me dead. I overdosed at the bottom of a pool. I was dead for over 8 minutes. I went into cardiac arrest, and they had to Narcan me twice. So it's by the grace of God that I am alive today. After that, I called my father and I said, I want to go and get help. He said, if you're serious, I'll make a call. I said, what's that home you're telling me about in the mountains with the girls that sing in a choir? I said, I'm ready. He said, if you're serious, I'll make calls for you. I got to the home. I had a couple of bucks. I remember getting on the subway and the train. I came to the home, and when I stepped on the property, if you've ever experienced the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean. I felt the Holy Spirit, and a big weight was lifted off of me. I have surrendered to the Lord. It was 2020 of last year, July 29th. So in a couple of days, I will be completing my 1 year, and I've completely surrendered to God, and I'm just walking in His will. I don't have any big plans. Right now, I am going to be going into Completers, their program, and I'm staying on the property for another 6 months to a year. I'm going to work off the property, but I'm staying here under the ministry. And I'm just excited because the Lord's restoring me and my children's relationship already, and me and my father as well. The scripture I stand on is Matthew 6:33. I said that right. Okay, it's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, they will be added unto you. Thank you.
My name is Denise. I'm 53 years old, and I'm from San Diego, California. I have three beautiful children. I was raised in a very dysfunctional and abusive home. Both my mother and stepfather were physically, verbally, and emotionally abusive. I suffered most of the abuse at the hands of my mother, who was very controlling and physically abusive throughout my childhood and into my adult years. I was never good enough, I was never pretty enough, and I was never smart enough to make my own decisions in my life. I actually had my first drink when I was 6 years old, and I honestly believe that is when I developed a taste for alcohol. By the time I was 14, I was drinking whenever and wherever I could. Alcohol was always available, and drinking was never discouraged. When I drank, it helped numb the pain and the brokenness that I felt inside, and I can pretend that I was loved and accepted, and that I lived the perfect life behind closed doors. This is how I would live for the next 38 years of my life. Alone, not trusting, and running every time somebody tried to get close to me. I never had any close friends, and I ruined every relationship that I was in. This was the only way that I could hide my dirty little secret. I got to the point where I would isolate and drink morning, noon, and night. Sometimes I drank so bad that I could not walk or eat for days. And all this time, no one knew. I was locked behind closed doors, all alone, nearly drinking myself to death. Finally, alcohol had taken its toll, and after three back-to-back trips to the ER, a 5150, and destroying the relationship with my three children, I hit rock bottom. I fell to my knees, and I cried out to Jesus for help. And at that point, I realized he had closed every single door for me except for one, the door at the Hoving Home. As I entered the door at the Hoving Home, I felt the overwhelming presence of Jesus Christ. I was no longer alone. Here in the Benton Academy, I am establishing a beautiful relationship with Jesus, studying his word of hope, faith, and love through scripture memorization. My future plans are to work with Unshattered and to help rebuild the shattered lives of women who share my same story. The scripture I stand on is Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.